Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Prophetess Deborah Taylor, and it is an honor and a joy, beloved, to be with you again today. We're thanking and praising the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. And I must say that I have missed being on and doing the broadcast, but we're thanking God that He's allowed us to come on back and where we can get back in and begin to do our regular live broadcast. So we're on the air today, amen, and we're going to pick right back up, amen. We've not lost our spot, amen, where we are in the Word of God, amen. We have been doing a study on the book of Revelation, and we started this some time ago. Amen. And I just want to give you just a brief update that, you know, my husband took ill a couple months ago now, and he was very ill unto death. But the Lord, amen, has restored, and we're thanking and praising the Lord for all things. God is a good God. He's a miracle worker. So we would ask you just to continue to pray for us. Amen. We're excited, amen, for this avenue. We're thanking the Lord again, amen, just to be able to come and share the word of the Lord, amen. Now, as I said, we're going back into the word of the Lord, so I encourage you to get your Bibles and join us as we go back into Revelation chapter 8. I'm going to give a brief update, a review. But before we do that, let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we're thanking you today. We praise you for your goodness and your mercy. Thanking you, Father, for life, health, and strength on today. And Father, as we go into your word, I'm asking you to anoint your word, Father. Anoint every listener. Father, you know the needs of your people. And we're asking you, Father God, to come on the scene and just have your way today. Minister life, minister strength, minister health, salvation, deliverance, healing, restoration, reconciliation. Oh, Father God, you just minister and move and do what only you can, God. Now, Father, we're thanking you for your word because the entrance of your word gives light and it's simple to understand, and we're thanking you for that. Now, Father, meet us at the point of our need. Have your way in this time of study, and we're thanking you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, Revelation chapter 8, we left off on our last broadcast when we were able to broadcast. We started talking about the trumpet judgments, and if you go back and read in Revelation, beginning at chapter 8, verses 1, speaks of the trumpet judgments. We've gone through the seals, we've gone through the what happened with the churches and the messages, if you will, with the churches. We went through all the seals, and now we're up to the trumpet judgments. Now, this will be a time of judgment for the earth. This will be a time when the Antichrist will be reigning. We talked about him, the rise of the Antichrist. Amen. Now, this is not a time that the church will endure. I just want to say this. The church will be gone at this point. We talked about the rapture of the church. If you go back, I believe we still have the studies in the archives. You're free to go back and review those. Amen. So, but we're not going to take the time to go back into all of that, but just we've come quite a little ways. Amen. But we want to get through this book. Amen. This is a very exciting book. I encourage you to read it, to study it, to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you as you read through it. Amen. Now, we're going to pick up. We left off. We did the first two trumpet judgments. The first one speaks of hail, fire, and blood. Now, this is found in Revelation chapter 8, verse 7. And the second trumpet judgment deals with the mountain burning. That's Revelation chapter 8, verses 8 and 9. Now, we're going to pick up the third trumpet judgment, the star wormwood. We're going to talk about that for a few moments. Revelation chapter 8, verses 10 and 11. The scripture says this, "And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter." And you know, you can't drink bitter water because it's like a poison. Now, this judgment falls in the form of a star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. We just read that. So this is no doubt another meteor whose gaseous vapors will be absorbed by one-third of the waters of the rivers and the fountains. They will become bitter as wormwood. This is bitter. So it will cause many men to die. You know, you cannot survive without water. I'm reminded about when the plague in Egypt, when the waters was turned to blood for 7 days, they had no water. They could not drink any water because the water was contaminated. And this is what's going to happen in this instant as well. The water will be contaminated. Now, wormwood is a perennial herb. I'm not pronouncing that right. P-E-R-E-N-N-I-A-L, perennial herb. It's very bitter. Very bitter. And it's used in the manufacture of abscess. It was also formerly used as a vermifuge. This event is quite in contrast, as we just talked about, to the bitter waters made sweet and healthy by God. Well, we didn't talk about that. We talked about the water turning to blood. But the bitter waters made sweet and healthy by God. Now let's just read a scripture here in Exodus chapter 15, verses 26 and 27. Let's read that. We're going to see what happened with these waters back in the book of Exodus. Amen. Exodus 15, 26 and 27. Amen. Okay, the scripture says this. Let me see if I can get to it here. Amen. Okay, 26. "And said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Then they came to Elohim, where there were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees. So they camped there by the waters." Now God turned these waters. They were bitter, but they were made sweet. Amen. Now, the fourth trumpet. Wait a minute. Let me go back. I want to read another scripture. I want to go to Jeremiah chapter 9. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 13 through 15. Let's go ahead and read that one as well. Okay. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 9. Amen. Chapter 13 through 15. Amen. The scripture reads this here. It says, "And the Lord said, because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, nor walked according to it, but they have walked according to the dictates of their own hearts and after the Baals which their fathers taught them. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the Lord of Israel, behold, I will feed them, this people, with wormwood." And we know that's a bitter herb. Amen. "And give them water of gall to drink. I will scatter them also among the Gentiles, whom neither they nor their fathers have known. And I will send a sword after them until I have consumed them." Now, this is really judgment. This is God telling them what he's going to do. Amen. Sin will cause judgment to come on you, beloved. Amen. Amen. So, and this is what's happening here. Glory to God. And this is what will happen in the end time. Amen. Once God begins to pour out these judgments. Amen. These trumpet judgments. Amen. It's judgment because of sin, because people will refuse still, even going through all of these things, they will still refuse to accept the Lord. They will have an opportunity. Amen. But it will be so much more difficult. Amen. The freedoms that we have now that we enjoy in serving the Lord. Glory to God. They will not have those freedoms and liberties. And as difficult as it is, amen, for us to at times to serve the Lord because we get slowful. Amen. We back up constantly and we do all these things and God is not able to, amen, continue on in our life the way he wants to because of us not being obedient. Amen. It causes us to stop in our tracks. So think about it, beloved. If you were in this time, amen, and glory to God, and all this stuff was going on and you didn't know the Lord or you knew him and had backslid. Amen. You know that if you accept the Lord, that is really a serious issue because it will more than likely mean your life. And beloved, it's a sad thing that if we cannot serve God right now, how do we think that we're going to last during a time such as this when all these things are going on, when you can't eat food and you can't go get no water? Amen. And hail is falling from the sky and all these things are going on. It's going to be a very difficult time. And you don't want to be in that. You don't want to be a part. So I'm encouraging you to accept the Lord now. Amen. Beloved, I'm encouraging you to get your lives right with God now. We are living in a very strategic hour. We can see a lot of things going on. Amen. We see the judgments of God. Amen. We see God moving. We see him, amen, pulling the covers off of us and off the ministries. Come on now, off of preachers' lives and, amen, lay people's lives. Because we've not lived pleasing to God, and because we won't repent, come on now, amen, then God has to come through, and then he has to do what he needs to do concerning getting the church right, amen, exposing sin. Beloved, know this, God hates sin. He's not tolerating it, no way, shape, form, or fashion, amen. He's telling us to come out, amen. This is a warning for the church, amen, to come out of sin. Amen. Stop living careless lives, slothful lives, and loose lives. And make up your mind, beloved, that you're going to follow God and follow him wholeheartedly. Amen. Without spot or wrinkle or blemish. That's how the church will be presented. Amen. To the Lord. Glory to God. And I want to be a part of that glorious church. And the only way to be a part is to make up our mind. Glory to God that we're going to live for Jesus. And we're going all the way with him. Amen. Not our way, but his way. Amen. Now, I invite you, glory to God, as you listen, you are listening to Set Free Live this morning. Glory to God, and we're continuing our study in the book of Revelation. But I'd like to invite you, if you do have questions or comments, you're welcome to call in this morning at 718-664-9578. Amen. Now, let's go back to the word. Now, the fourth trumpet, the sun, the moon, and the stars are going to be affected in this trumpet judgment. Let's read Revelation chapter 8, verses 12. It says, "And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise." Now, isn't this something that even the stars will be affected, glory to God, as a result of what's going on the earth? God is going to touch the sun, the moon, amen. They won't be able to shine, amen. Even at night, you know, you can look up in the sky and you see different, when it's a clear sky, amen, you can see the stars sparkling and glowing. You know, God set those stars in the sky for us, amen. But they're going to be affected under this judgment. Now, this verse is plain as to what will happen. Amen. This judgment corresponds to the ninth Egyptian plague, because what happened then, amen, darkness set in, and it was so dark that they could feel it. It was just an eerie, I'm just imagining that it was so eerie, this judgment. Amen. It lasted 3 days. Amen. And like I said, they could feel it. It was so thick. Now, we see that the first four trumpet judgments here have to do with plagues affecting vegetation, the sea, the river, the planet, as indicated in the message to the first four trumpet angels. And if you go back and read Revelation 7, 1 through 3, you can read about that. Amen. We won't take time to read that scripture. But the last three, amen, will affect not the material, but the moral creation. Amen. So nothing will be exempt from the judgment of God. Amen. Every facet of the world, of the earth, will be affected in one way, shape, form, or fashion by these trumpet judgments. Okay. Now, the length of the time of this darkness here lasts, in other words, how long it will last, is not known. But it cannot be long, for in the very next trumpet, the sun will be darkened again by the smoke from the abyss. And we're going to read a little bit about that. Amen. So these judgments are in succession. We have the seals, the trumpets, and then the vials are coming up. Amen. So these events are going to take place one after another. Amen. If you've ever been in a trial or had something happen and then another one thing happened right behind that and then another thing, it's almost like you're not able to recover. Amen. And this is what's going to happen at this time. There's going to be so much going on. Amen. Not to mention the wars, the chaos, and all the things that the Antichrist will be doing. On top of that, you're going to have all this going on. So people won't be able to recover. Amen. So if they don't, those that choose not to accept the Lord, they're just going to be caught up in a whirlwind, all these things going on. Amen. Because it's culminating up to, amen, the battle of Armageddon. Glory to God. Now, so this judgment corresponds again to the ninth Egyptian plague of darkness. Amen. And that darkness lasted 3 days. So the condition of the planets is not the same as foretold by the Lord. And you can read about that in Matthew 24:29, Mark 13:24, and Luke 21:25. And this refers to the coming of the Lord immediately after the tribulation and at least 3.5 years after the fourth trumpet that we're talking about right now. This is a different time frame. Amen. So we see that the first, amen, we already talked about this, but the first four trumpets, amen, they have to do again with the plagues affecting the vegetation. So, you know, they won't be able to eat. The crops will be affected. Amen. There'll be so much contamination. Glory to God. We think we see cancers and all these things. Amen. It's going to be just so much plagues, one plague after another, going on during this time. This will be a really, really terrible time. Amen. Glory to God. Now, we're going on. We're going to read Revelation 8:13. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe." And you know, woe, when you hear woe, amen, you stop. Glory to God. To the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. So he's giving us a warning here. Now, wait a minute. Whoa, there's something else coming. This is heavy. What's getting ready to happen? Glory be to God. So this is like a parenthetical, if you will, a little injunction, if you will, setting us up for what is about to happen. Amen. This is an insertion explaining what's getting ready to go on. In other words, this angel is giving an announcement. Amen. It's just like when you're at work and, amen, someone comes over the loudspeaker maybe and gives us an important announcement. Amen. And this is what this angel is doing. Glory be to God. Now, this announcement is concerning the three woes under the fifth, sixth, seventh trumpets, which hold terrors, such terrors that an angel will fly in the midst of heaven announcing the three woes. Amen. Of the three angels, which are yet to sound. Amen. And this is going to be awesome. Awesome. Glory be to God. Now, can you just imagine an angel flying through the heavens with a trumpet and people being able to hear, amen, this angel sounding this? In other words, there's something else coming. Amen. Glory to God. And what we're going to talk about on our next broadcast is the plague of demon locusts out of the abyss. Amen. Now, that's Revelation 9:1-12. And I invite you, amen, to read chapter 9. Glory to God. The next one is the plague of demon horsemen out of the abyss. That's chapter 9 again, 13-21. And then we're going to see later on down the line the casting out of Satan to the earth. But that's in Revelation chapter 11, verses 14 through chapter 13 through 18. Amen. Glory to God. Now, we can see here, beloved, that God does nothing unless he lets us know it. Amen. Now, these things are yet to happen, beloved, but know this, that Jesus loves you. God loves you. He sent his son to die on the cross for your sins, sicknesses, and diseases, that you might have a right to the tree of life. I invite you, beloved, if you don't know the Lord, to accept him. Don't let it be said too late. Don't let it be said that you missed it. You don't have to miss the rapture. You don't have to miss going to heaven, amen, and escape all these terrible things that will happen on the earth. Amen. You may be a Christian. You may have been serving the Lord for a long time, but maybe you've grown cold in your walk. You've digressed. You've backed up. But I'm encouraging you to get back in the race. Amen. Don't allow the enemy to steal what you have, what God has done for you. You may be a minister that's very discouraged this morning. Amen. And I want to just encourage you, amen, that God loves you. Amen. All is not lost. Amen. Get back in there. Preacher, teacher, evangelist, pastor, prophet, apostle. Glory to God. And do the work of the ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ. Know that God is with you. Amen. And if God is with you, he's more than the world against you. Amen. Now, I'm going to stop our lesson right here. We're going to pick up, amen, on our next broadcast. And we're going to go into, amen, Revelation chapter 9, amen, verses 1 through 12. Glory be to God. We're thanking the Lord for his word today. We're thanking God for the richness of his word. Father, I just want to pray, Father God, for everyone that's listened today to this broadcast. And I'm asking you to put a stirring in our hearts. Put a greater hunger and a thirst for you, Father. Help us, Father God, not to digress, not to go back. But help us, God, to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Father, help us to be diligent laborers in your body. I'm asking you to touch those that may be discouraged. There may be one that's listening that don't know you. And I'm asking you, Father, to prick their heart, bring conviction on them now. Help them to recognize that they're a sinner and that they need you, and to accept you into their life and make you Lord, Father. And Jesus, we're thanking you. Thanking you for the blood that washes us and cleanses us from all sin. Encourage us, God, the more. Keep us on the wall. Father, we thank you now. And Father, if there's one that's sick today, sick in body, oh, Father God, we're praying healing. I'm praying restoration. Father God, we bind sickness. We bind infirmity. We bind disease now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you came to set the captive free. You came, God, to deliver from any sickness, any disease that the enemy would try to put on our life. And we're proclaiming healing today in the name of Jesus, because it's by his stripes we were healed. And Father, we thank you for this now. Bless. Continue to have your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Beloved, you have been listening, amen, to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. And we encourage you to email us. Amen. Drop us a line. Glory be to God. Let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing. You can go right to the Blog Talk website. Amen. blogtalk.com/Women of Power. Amen. You can leave us a message. Glory to God. Or you can go to our website, www.wopministries.org. Amen. You can leave us a comment. You can email us. Amen. At Deborah@WOPministries.org. Glory to God. Just leave us a prayer request. If you have a prayer request, amen, praise report, we do invite you, amen, to leave those. Amen. Now, I have one announcement I'd like to make before we end today. Amen. Women of Power Ministries, we host an annual women's conference every year. And this year we had slated to have the conference in South Carolina, but due to illnesses We've had to change the venue, and this year we're going to have it in Lawton, Oklahoma. Amen. The dates of the conference is May 15 through 17, and the host church will be our church, Holy Ghost Pentecostal Church. Amen. Now, if you would like further information, please email us at Deborah@WOPMinistries.org. We will be updating our website to give you information, all of the information. We are excited about what the Lord is doing. We would ask that you pray for us, pray for our ministry. Amen, that God will continue to bless and move and have his way. We will give you more details on the conference, amen, on our next broadcast. We're thanking God, amen, again, for all that he is doing. Glory to God. We do invite you when we have our live broadcast, beloved, to call in, leave a question or comment, or just visit with us as we share in the word of the Lord. Our call-in number, again, is 718-664-9578. Amen. We do invite your questions. This is not a time to, amen, to debate the word or get into a, we have lots of differences of opinion, and we're not here to get into an argument or anything like that. We just want to share the word. Glory be to God. Amen. Break bread together, if you will. Amen. We come straight from the word. Glory be to God. That's the only way to shoot is from the word. Amen. Because the word is life. But we do invite you, amen, to call in. Amen. We're thanking you now. Amen. For, amen, just being with us today. And we're asking again for your prayers. Amen. And beloved, I want you to stay encouraged. Stay encouraged and know that God is with you, that he loves you. Amen. And he has your best interests at heart. Amen. God is working things out for your good, beloved. Amen. Thank the Lord. Now, as we prepare to close, amen, I want to say that there's been lots of people that have been praying for us and praying for my husband, and I just want to thank you for those prayers. Amen. And while my husband was ill, we had people praying all the way in India, fasting and praying all over the world. My husband was stricken with pneumonia, and he had a severe infection in his lungs. Glory to God, and they gave him 48 hours to live. Amen. But the man of God, God has resurrected him, if you will. Amen. Brought him back from the point of death. Amen. And we're thanking the Lord for that. So we would ask that you keep Apostle Taylor in your prayers. Amen. That God will continue to strengthen him. Amen. At some point, if the Lord says the same, we want to have him on, amen, the radio broadcast so that he can share, amen, the goodness of the Lord and what God has done. But we appreciate your prayers, beloved. We appreciate, amen, all the emails and all the messages from those that drop in and listen, amen, to Women of Power, amen, Set Free Live, amen. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all the messages and all those that, amen, drop in. And we want you to continue to listen, amen, and let's support one another, beloved. Amen. We're helpers and one to another. And there are a lot of blessed ministries on the air. And we do thank God for this avenue. And we don't want to take it lightly. But we want to work and do all we can for the body of Christ. So I'm encouraging, amen, you to get in there, beloved, and obey the Lord. Amen. God can open so many doors. Amen. We don't have to be in someone's church to spread the gospel. This is an avenue to spread the gospel. So I'm encouraging preachers and teachers that we continue, amen, to preach and teach, amen, the gospel of Jesus Christ, because we don't know how long we have, but the Bible says work while it's day, for night is coming when no man can work, and we want to be found doing the will, amen, of the Lord. Glory be to God. I see that my time is just about out for the day, but I have enjoyed the time of fellowship. I've enjoyed the word today. Glory be to God. And we're going to go further on our next broadcast, which will be April the 9th, 2008. Amen. So, amen. You continue to pray for us. Amen. We're taking just a little bit of a break. Glory to God, a week or so. But we will be back on the 9th of April. Glory to God. Until our next broadcast, be blessed in Jesus' name.
Blog Talk Radio.